This is Unmasked and Thriving, the podcast. My name is Tilly. I am your host. Welcome to episode 5 of a series on absolutes. Today we're tackling the question, what grips do systems actually have? Systems present themselves as absolutes by offering substitutes for what humans fear losing. They grip people through 5 main handles. Grip number 1, meaning. Systems claim, without us, there is chaos and life makes no sense. To some extent, that might be true. I agree. But have you heard political parties telling you, we are history, we are liberation, we are destiny? Have you heard churches that will tell you, we are salvation, we are the truth, and we are God's voice? What about culture that will tell you, this is who you are? And as a people, in fear of existential emptiness, you accept that domination. It's a lie that meaning is outsourced. The truth is, meaning emerges through alignment, lived alignment. Grip number 2, safety. Systems will tell you, outside of us, it's cold. Outside of us, it's chaotic. They position your discomfort, your dissent as dangerous, immoral, treasonous, un-African, un-Christian, and sometimes counter-revolutionary. And fear becomes obedience. Well, it is a lie that safety comes solely from compliance. The truth is, safety comes from collective agency and justice. Grip number 3, belonging. Systems exploit the deepest human terror, the thing that humans fear the most, to be alone. They offer identity cards, membership forms, uniforms, rituals, and slogans. That way, belonging is made conditional. And that way, they are telling you that belonging must be earned. Belonging precedes performance. That's how much I can tell you at this point. Grip number 4, moral delegation. Systems will tell you, let us tell you what is right. And suddenly, you feel relieved of moral wrestling, ethical ambiguity, and responsibility. People trade conscience for certainty. What do I mean? Sacrificing one's moral principles, ethical judgment, or personal integrity in order to gain some sense of safety, some sense of control, and some sense of predictability in a situation. But the point is, it's a lie that morality is too complex for individuals. The truth is, ethics dies when outsourced. Do not outsource yours. Grip number 5, hope management. Systems monopolize the future, your future. They will tell you change will come, but only through them as systems. And this creates perpetual waiting. Next elections, next campaign, next revival, next policy document. Here, hope becomes delayed, not enacted. Why do these handles work? They work because systems are mirrors of unresolved human fear. They succeed where trauma is unhealed, where poverty strips agency of people, where education serves to program people to be compliant, where spirituality avoids embodiment, also known as spiritual bypassing. Systems do not create weakness, they harvest it. What do I mean? Systems feed on weak points to determine an outcome. Refuse being that weak point. Are system holders aware of this grip? Because there are people who are managing these systems. There are people who create these systems. There are people who are overseeing these systems. There's two answers to that. The first one is that, yes, some are aware and exploited. They understand that dependency maintains power. They understand that fear sustains relevance, their relevance. They understand that absolute silence silences critique. Your criticism will be silenced. Your voice will be silenced as soon as systems present themselves as absolute. You feel you have no voice to criticize. These are the architects. The other answer to that is others are not aware and are also trapped as much as you are. They have fused identity with their role. They have confused loyalty with virtue. And they have mistaken control for leadership. They are captives of the same illusion they enforce. The system eats its own advocates, unfortunately. How do systems hold themselves back? Because a system is a good thing, but many a time it holds itself back. By absolutizing themselves, systems lose adaptability. They lose themselves because they punish truth tellers. They suppress creativity. They fear evolution so much. And as a result, they collapse when exposed. They cannot learn because learning threatens control. This is why institutions decay while insisting they are eternal. The hidden fear behind all absolutes, at the core of the fear behind absolutes is a particular concern or misconception that once people realize they are sovereign, systems become irrelevant. So systems infantilize, they make people to be babies. They belittle people. They spiritualize passivity. They criminalize dissent. They romanticize suffering. And they reward obedience. Not because people are dangerous, but because when people are free, people cannot be manipulated. What's the quiet truth systems won't say? They will not tell you that they were meant to serve becoming, not replace it. Healthy systems are scaffolding, not ceilings. They are tools, not temples. They should dissolve when they have done their work. When they refuse to let go, they become idols. What breaks the grip is embodied agency. People who think and feel, communities that act locally, spirituality that inhabits the body, and politics that returns power downward. Systems lose power when people stop needing them to be absolutes. Until next time.
Thanks for joining us on Unmasked and Thriving. If this episode spoke to you, share it with someone carrying silent grief or sacred fire. Subscribe, review, come back next week. Come walk with us in the abundance, authority, and victory of eternal life.